Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. In this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about why you don't really need to know everything. So I wrote down the distillation of information, which sounds really fancy, but what it really is I know a guy, right? Because what happens is this, when we are out here in the world and we're trying to do stuff, there are so many things that we can know, so many things that we're interested in knowing, and so many things that we kind of need to know in order to get our business off the ground or our creative endeavors. But really, it's incredibly difficult to be expert in all of these. And the world, as we've talked about a bunch of times before, is getting smaller and smaller. And there's lots of great services. There's lots of great ways that we can even find people that we didn't have connections with before. But let's just break this down as a really simple example. If you have a friend, like I have a friend, that is into camping and, you know, trailers and Winnebagos and such. And if I was to think, hey, you know what, I want to rent or loan, lease or whatever, a Winnebago for a summer and do like a road trip, I could spend hours and hours and hours online looking at various reviews and trying to figure out what would be best. Or I could send an email or get a phone call on the phone, rather, with my friend and say, hey, man, I know that you love Winnebagos. This is what I'm thinking. There's two things that are going to happen here. Number one, they're going to be happy to share their information because people love to share what they love, right? They love to share their hobbies. They love to share their knowledge. People love to share their knowledge. Number two, you're going to get specialized information because they also know you. They know you. They have knowledge of the subject. They can distill it down. The salesman at a Winnebago rental place is going to try to give you whatever they can give you the best, get the best sale. Random people online are going to tell you what works for them. But your friend that knows about Winnebagos, now I feel like I need to go on a road trip, maybe in the summer, right? Is going to give you the information, you know, that is best for you. So using our friends, if you will, using maybe doesn't sound like a very nice word, to learn or to do the things that we don't favor is a really great and really tried and true technique. This is why businesses have employees, right? You have employees that have different skill sets. You might have people in the accounting, you might have people in sales, you might have people in this, but many of us creators are what they call solopreneurs. I guess that's like an entrepreneur, but you're solo, right? And we're kind of working by ourselves. That doesn't mean we can't outsource and look for information in other places. So I'm going to talk about this. I think for this year, I'm going to start doing little bits and pieces and we're going to try different things. So today, I just want to kind of talk more philosophy. And then we'll get, if you have interest in this, I'll start talking about very specific places you can find different types of skilled people that can help you. But for now, let's just stick with the basics here. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about just technology at our fingertips and how we might approach things. See, when people come to me, you can check the show notes below, you can sign up for one of my mentorships, but when people come to me, oftentimes they're surprised by how simple the answers are once I give it to them about how things operate, and because usually the answer is not that you need to know everything. It's usually just you just need to know where to look. So when we are trying to figure out how to, let's say, for instance, I've got a friend, I'm a photographer, right? And I have a friend and they're like, you're a photographer and I'm starting a bakery business or, you know, at home cake decorating. And I don't really have money to pay a lot for a photographer. I'll give you some cakes or I'll give you a small amount of money. Could you make photos? And you're thinking, well, yeah, I am a photographer and I shoot nature photos. Can I do this? What do you do? You could just say no, I suppose. You could just go into it blindly. But what you're more than likely going to do is exactly what everybody's probably saying out loud right now is go on something like YouTube and see how to do it. Watch how people do it and learn that information. You don't need to take a 3-month course at the college like I did when I was in college on product photography to see how to do it. You could spend a day watching very distilled and focused videos on exactly what you're looking for. And this is the beauty of technology and of today. Now, I'm going to put this out there right now because I think it's super important. And I know that you, as listeners of the show, would never do this, but don't put yourself out there as an expert if you're not. In other words, don't say, well, yeah, of course, I know everything about shooting pies, and then go watch a bunch of videos and come back and start charging people a bunch of money to shoot it. Obviously, don't do that. But my point being is that you don't have to be an expert in everything to know how to do it. You can have some base knowledge. You're a photographer. you know about composition, you know about color, you know how to do the editing, you have some equipment. Now you just need this little extra bit. And this is what we pick up from those around us, whether it be a friend. You know, when my friend Robin was learning to be a photographer, she had been a stylist and then a makeup artist, and then she was a fashion editor at a magazine, and she hated all the photographers once I moved. Sorry, photographers down there. And she was like, I'm just going to shoot it myself. I taught her as much as I could via talking on the phone, via emails. You know, this is years and years ago. And she became a pretty darn good photographer. She had a great eye. She just didn't have the technical, but she knew me and I could guide her. If she had just randomly looked online or if she had taken a photo course, she probably wouldn't have learned exactly what she needed. But I knew what she needed. And, you know, one hand washes the other, as I say. Robin ended up teaching me makeup, and I was able to work and do makeup pretty well, I think, if I do say so myself, based on what she said, because she knew the makeup I needed to learn to do the jobs I did. I knew the photography she needed to learn to do the job that she was trying to do. And this is why having a community and having lots of people around you with different skill sets is super, super important. And if you are one of those people that often makes comments on my videos or talks to me and says, well, there's nobody around, remember that the internet has opened this up. So maybe you don't have a friend in the same town that does food photography, but you might be able to find a Facebook group of all kinds of people that are also learning with you, and you can build up friendships that way. So another way to look at this is that as a creator, when we're hired to do a project, as opposed to just going on shoot something, we suddenly kind of put on a different hat and we become what I'm going to call a producer. And as a producer, our goal is to organize the disparate pieces together to create the final product. I'll give an example from my commercial work, fashion catalogs. I'm a photographer. I know how to make the photos, obviously, right? But I know what makeup I want, but even though I just said I learned how to do makeup, I'm not a makeup artist. I know how the clothes kind of should look on the models, but I'm not a stylist and I'm not a master of pinning them and stuff and steaming them and getting all the stuff to work well. I'm not craft services. I'm not a set builder. I don't have these skills, but I know in the overall what kind of needs to work. And because I have that baseline knowledge, I can direct other people to help me accomplish a goal, which is the final product, which is the photo, right? And that's basically where we're at. We want to take the resources around us and distill them into basically usable parts so that we can create amazing work. Like I said, I want to try a few new things with the podcast this year. I'm going to talk a little bit about organization because it's the beginning of the year and people are getting organized, and I've organized myself many different ways. So I have, as you probably realize, multiple hats. I am a photographer. That is, I get hired to make photos. I am a video producer, both for my own channels and for Adorama. I'm a podcaster. I make videos for a gaming channel and another podcast. So I have a lot of irons in the fire, as they say. How do I organize that? Well, what I'm going to use this year, so in the past I've used a series of like multiple small notebooks, but this year I've kind of smushed it all together and I picked up this guy right here. I'll put it in the show notes if you're interested. This is a Hobonichi planner. And what's interesting about this is I actually got it for a gaming thing. It basically has the whole year, obviously, in the front. And then each day, you've got a full page and it's graph paper, which I love because you can draw stuff on it and stuff. And what I do is I'm taking the philosophy that never make a to-do list. This is my philosophy for this year. I say never, but the other years I've done to-do lists. But rather, when something comes up that you need to do, schedule it. I tried to follow this many times electronically, but I found scheduling stuff in my phone clunky. That doesn't mean that I don't use my phone. So I'm going to kind of talk about the differences. So for instance, if I have a doctor's appointment next Wednesday at 10 a.m., I put that in my phone with a reminder, beep, etc. If I have a Zoom meeting for work, I put that in my phone with a reminder, beep, so that it goes on. If I have a bunch of things to do, record a podcast, edit that podcast, organize my desk, edit some images, post a YouTube video. When I know those things are going to need to be done, you know, the actual task, not the deadline, I write it on that day. So I can get up in the morning, look at my book. So I already have it going out for multiple weeks. So if I see something that I need and I'm like, oh, on the 18th of the month, this is going on of February, I can just write it down. If it's something that I need to do on that day, and I know obviously I'm going to be home. If it's a, you know, if it's like a oh, Sunday and I might be off, or it's not a day I normally work. Obviously, I put it in my electronics, but I'm finding this to be working really well. I mean, I've just started using it. It's the beginning of the year, obviously, but it seems pretty good so far. It reminds me a lot of, I used to have the Franklin Planner, which I think they still exist, through Franklin Quest, and it kind of helps you organize what you're doing there. So I guess the short tip for, I'll put a link to this if you're interested. No, they're really cool, by the way. This is so nice. I'm a little bit of a notebook fiend. So, but the simple takeaway from this is that try to remove your to-do list and instead have a calendar or a calendar book in this case, and write something in on the day that it can be done. That is to say, if you need to do your laundry, don't just put do my laundry on the to-do list. Go to a day that you have some time in the morning or whatever, or you see a space, and just write do laundry at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. And then when you get to Thursday morning at 10 a.m., you just do the laundry. So it helps you be more efficient, especially when you're running multiple things that aren't the same. It's easy enough to track one single thing, but when you're running multiple businesses or multiple, you know, streams of creativity, which a lot of us are, this can be incredibly useful. At least it is for me. Let me know in the show notes. You'll find a link. You can send me a message. You can send me an email, avoice@dnphoto.com. Also in the show notes, you can find a link to my Discord server. Go ahead, sign up over there. You can send me a private message over there, or just chat in the philosophy rooms and the gear rooms and the photography talk rooms, or any rooms you want, really. You are free to chat in any room that you like. Also in the show notes, I'll put a link to this planner if you want to take a look, and also to my Patreon if you'd like to support the channels. In any case, I'll talk to you soon.